And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 19th of January, 2016. It's the birthday of Robert E. Lee, Westmoreland County, Virginia, 1807, who, though he did not approve of the Confederacy, the idea of seceding from the Union, and many people think he didn't approve of slavery either, nonetheless, he was loyal to Virginia. And so, knowing that Virginia was about to secede, he left the United States Army and became General-in-Chief of the Confederate Army. It's the birthday of the novelist Patricia Highsmith, Fort Worth, Texas, 1921, created the character of Tom Ripley, a charming psychopath, in her novel The Talented Mr. Ripley, came out in 1955. Wrote four more novels about him. Her second novel, The Price of Salt, was inspired by her own obsession with a woman she'd met while she was a clerk in a department store, the story of two women who fall in love. Came out in 1952 and was unusual for the time, surprised everybody by selling around 1 million copies, adapted into a movie, Carol, starring Cate Blanchett, came out last year. And it's the birthday of Edgar Allan Poe, born in Boston in 1809, born to two traveling actors who died before he became three. He was adopted in Virginia by a wealthy tobacco merchant. His first collection of poems, Tamerlane, came out when he was just 18. He was 31 when he published his collection of Gothic stories, Tales of the Grotesque and Arabesque. And he was 35 when his long poem, The Raven, appeared in the New York Evening Mirror, and he became a household name across the country. Here's a poem for today by Kim Adonizio, entitled Ex-Boyfriends. They hang around hitting on your friends, or else you never hear from them again. They call when they're drunk or finally get sober. They're passing through town and want dinner. They take your hand across the table, kiss you when you come back from the bathroom. They were your loves, your victims, your good dogs or bad boys, and they're over you now. One writes a book in which a woman who sounds suspiciously like you is the first to be sadistically dismembered by a serial killer. They're getting married and want you to be the first to know, or they've been fired and need a loan. Their new girlfriend hates you. They say they don't miss you, but show up in your dreams, calling to you from the shoeboxes where they're buried in rows in your basement. Some nights you find one floating into bed with you, propped on an elbow, giving you a look of fascination, a look that says, I can't believe I've found you. It's the same way your current boyfriend gazed at you last night before he pulled the plug on the tiny white lights above the bed and moved against you in the dark, broken occasionally by the faint, restless arcs of headlights from the freeways, passing trucks, the big rigs that travel and travel, hauling their loads between cities, warehouses, following the familiar routes of their loneliness. Ex-Boyfriends, a poem by Kim Adonizio from What Is This Thing Called Love, published by W.W. Norton, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, with in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals. In-store and online, Staples make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.